On the phone with us right now is Steven from Hearts Like Lions. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Steven, we feel like we were just talking about the name of the album, If I Never Speak Again. We feel like that's like there's a tone there. Like, look, if I never speak again
to you, it'll be too soon. So are we just putting that tone on there, or is there meant to be a tone?
No, it's definitely that. I guess you can call it like it's a Big Mommy tone. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we feel like that, yes. Well,
no, yeah, it's definitely got that kind of tone. As mm-hmm. it kind of speaks for itself. Like, if I never speak again, like these are the words that I'm gonna say. Like, I'm just gonna get it all out there, you know.
Oh,
like,
see
it's we laugh because it sounds like it's the end of something, but mm-hmm. it's not. It's like it's the start.
Okay.
So this is a more nicer version of what we were saying.
If I never speak if I never speak again, that room had better be clean, mister.
Not like that, but instead, no. what do I need to say in case we never speak again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's see the
some
difference.
Heavy stuff.
There
or
it
it's
is.
Like, or it could also be like, if I never speak again, you know, I don't know if you guys ever had that moment when like your parents like gave you that glare. And you just knew what they were saying, and then he had to talk to you.
No, we never got in trouble. We weren't smart mouths.
Perfect angel.
Still
perfect
are.
Angel. Still there.
You still are.
Still there. No
well,
problem.
Like we were mentioning, you've got a chance to win all day today for the new album, If I Never Speak Again, from Hearts Like Lions.
So, Steven, when you sit down to write an album about, you know, where you start from, what's that? Those things that you need to say? Like, what kind of stuff are you saying in this album?
Yeah, a lot of it's just kind of like going through, like, just like even past relationships with friends, with family, just like tons of like rough times where it's maybe like where I never, like, for me personally, I'm not a person that likes to talk a lot about like even just like what's going on in my life, or it's really hard for me to share my feelings. And so a lot of it is just like revisiting those, like, even though like I'm okay with like what happened, whether it's like lost friendships or just like hardships within family, like I'm okay with what happened. Like mm-hmm. I wouldn't go back and change it, because those feelings were like totally okay to have. But it's just like going back and seeing those feelings and like maybe revisiting, be like, well, you know what would I have done differently in that situation, you know, now that I have like a clear head. And just kind of being like, hey, like, I may have never said this about the situation, but like these are all my thoughts on it. And a lot of it is kind of frustration, because a lot of the songs are kind of like about people kind of always having to tell you what to do, or like giving their advice.
Yeah.
When really, like, when really sometimes the best thing I think for people is when they tell you about things, I think they just want you to be there to listen, and just, you can be like, man, that really sucks, and I'm sorry, and like, I'm here for you. And I don't know, I just don't think that everyone always has to have a solution to fix your problem.
Just sometimes listening is enough.
Yeah.
Right on. So this is Steven from Hearts Like Lions asking you to please listen to him.
Yes. Listen.
From this point on, please.
Just
if
listen.
Not, yes. Please, it's all he's asking. But that's true. That's a really good point.
It absolutely is.
Because, you know, you always do feel pressure, like you have to fix everything right then and there. But if you stop and listen, you'd be amazed at what that can do for the person, too.
Yeah. And I don't think that has to be every time. I think there's totally times where where advice is awesome. And, I mean, there's so many people who are there and are going to be able to give you awesome advice. But it just doesn't have to be everyone.
Everyone or all the time, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude, so true, so true. So, Steven, how's the band doing? We haven't talked to Hearts Like Lions in a while. You've got this new album. Like, how
it's
are the guys?
It's out today, yep.
Yeah, it's been a while. So we've been good. It's been kind of crazy. It's like we've been busy but not busy at the same time. Like, last year was kind of a dead year. We recorded this album in January 2016.
Jeez.
So it's been a year almost. So we recorded for about 6 weeks, January into February. Then we had two tours last year with Hail of the Sun, and then the other one, Hotel Books. I think we also, seems like a blur. I think we played Creation Fest last year.
Yeah.
It's so hard to even remember.
Yeah, I remember what happened.
If you're asking me, I don't know.
And then after that, we just kind of we ended the year with a tour too, but we didn't tour as much as we did the previous year when we visited. No, did we visit you guys last year?
Listen, Steven, you need to learn to remember this stuff, okay? Come on.
It feels like a blur because now I'm sitting here thinking, like, man, we're releasing this album.
It's like, when was it?
Over a year ago, I was in the studio and recording it, and, like, it seemed like a long time, but now it feels like yesterday that we just finished it.
It goes by quickly, even though in the moment, it seems like forever.
Yeah, it's just, like, now it's just been us busy getting all the behind-the-scenes stuff done and getting everything ready, and then for the three of us, me, Nick, and Luke, we all live in Long Beach, so we kind of see each other regularly. But Michael lives in San Luis Obispo, so he's coming down. He comes down tomorrow, and then that's when we start practicing, and we have shows on Sunday, and then we leave for tour shortly after that.
Yeah, so you're going to be out there touring to support the album, like, almost right away, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I think I'm going to go the 17th. We have, like, we're trying to do, like, fun, like, different little shows that you wouldn't normally do around Long Beach here. So Sunday, we're actually playing in a thrift store.
So
they're moving, like, the clothes around, and then it's going to be, like, a cool, like, 4 to 6 event that people will just get to hang out and shop if they want or listen to us, you know?
Steven would like you to listen first. And
could
then
you
for,
guys please listen?
For Radio U Ohio, you can check out through radiou.com. You can get the details on Hearts Like Lions. We'll be playing with The Ongoing Concept on March 13th. So that is another show that's upcoming. You can get the details, again, through radiou.com.
Cool. Well, Steven, it's been really great talking to you, man. We wish you absolute best of luck and hope to see you soon.
Yes, we're excited to be back in Ohio, so.